Ralph Waldo Emerson once said, "Coffee is good for talent, but genius wants prayer." Well, that's funny, because when I finish morning prayers, I do want coffee. And what little genius I have tells me to choose Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast. Our coffee is custom roasted from the finest fair trade coffee beans and bagged by the Heavenly Roast Coffee Company. Order your supply of Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast today by browsing to MikeChurch.com/coffee. That's MikeChurch.com/coffee. Or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Thursday, August 6, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkleman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by the Founders Trading Post, featuring our very own gourmet coffee, Capuchin Dark Roast in whole bean and fresh ground. Start your morning like a crusader with a fresh brewed cup of Capuchin Dark Roast coffee. Available at MikeChurch.com/shop. Here's what to listen for this hour. Former Vice President Joe Biden doesn't remember if he's taken a cognitive test, but he said he did, and then he said he didn't, but he didn't say that. Deal or no deal, it'd be much easier if someone could just pick a suitcase like the TV show. And the LA mayor decides to turn the power off on COVID parties. Just weeks after claiming he has been tested for cognitive decline, Joe Biden now saying he has not taken such a test. Biden was asked if he's taken a mental exam during an interview with the National Association of Black Journalists, and he snapped at Errol Barnett saying, "No, I haven't taken a test. Why the hell would I take a test?" before likening such a test to the journalist being tested for cocaine. That answer was very different from the one he gave in late June. Biden was attempting to exit his speech-turned-press conference when a reporter asked if he's been tested for some degree of cognitive decline. "I've been tested, and I'm constantly tested," Biden responded. "All you've got to do is watch me. And I can hardly wait to compare my cognitive capability to the cognitive capability of the man I'm running against," he said. It's not clear what type of cognitive assessment, if any, Biden has taken. Facebook and Twitter are both taking action after a video shared by President Trump they say contains misinformation about the coronavirus. According to a Facebook spokesperson, this video includes false claims that a group of people is immune from COVID-19, which is a violation of our policies around harmful COVID misinformation. A Twitter spokesperson said the tweet is in violation of the Twitter rules on COVID-19 misinformation, and that the Trump campaign will be required to remove the tweet before they can tweet again. In the removed video, the president told Fox and Friends that schools should remain open. According to Facebook, this is the first time the social media platform has taken down a post from the president regarding misinformation about the coronavirus pandemic. Trump said, "My view is that schools should be open. If you look at children, children are almost, and I would almost say definitely, but almost immune from this disease." He added that children have much stronger immune systems and just don't have a problem. It was not immediately clear if all posts containing the video have been removed. The move comes as Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg has faced increased scrutiny to crack down on misinformation since the 2016 election, with a long list of companies that have threatened to pull advertising on the platform. White House officials told Senate Republicans Wednesday that if a deal is not reached with the Democrats on coronavirus relief by Friday, negotiations will likely stop. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer snapped back at Chief of Staff Mark Meadows' remark following another day of negotiations between the parties, saying that Democrats would not be the ones to leave negotiations. Meadows continued to hold out the possibility of executive actions by President Trump on student loans, unemployment insurance, and evictions, but declined to say what that timeline for action would be. Our saint of the day today is the Transfiguration of Jesus. It's a story told in the New Testament when Jesus is transfigured and becomes radiant in glory upon a mountain. Our quote of the day, "Temptation is necessary to make us realize that we are nothing in ourselves," St. Jose Maria Escriva. You're listening to Crusade
Channel News. Hi, I'm Barbara Dooley, and I'm excited to share some great news from my friends at Bulldog Kia. You can buy a new Kia online and have it delivered straight to your home.
Right now, 2020 Kia Soul LXs are only $15,900 at Bulldog Kia in Athens. That's right, you can get a brand new Kia Soul LX for less than $16,000. This includes $2,000 customer cash and a dealer discount of $1,415. Get your new Kia Soul today at Bulldog Kia.
Wow, what a great deal. And with their free home delivery service, you can have your new Kia delivered straight to your driveway. So do what all other smart car shoppers do and get your new Kia from Bulldog Kia on the Atlanta Highway in Athens or at bulldogkia.com.
Must take delivery by August 3rd, 2020. Exempt stock number K20921, MSRP $20,315. Dealer retains all rebates and incentives, taxes, tag, fees, and dealer added items not included. See dealer for details.
We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia.
Today is the Transfiguration of Jesus, and it's a story that was told in the New Testament when Jesus is transfigured and becomes radiant in glory upon a mountain. The Synoptic Gospels describe it, and the second epistle of Peter also refers to it. It's also been hypothesized that the first chapter of the Gospel of John alludes to it. In these accounts, Jesus and three of his apostles, Peter, James, and John, go to a mountain, the Mountain of Transfiguration, to pray. On the mountain, Jesus begins to shine with bright rays of light. Then the prophets Moses and Elijah appear next to him, and he speaks with them. Jesus is then called Son by a voice in the sky, assumed to be God the Father, as in the baptism of Jesus. Many Christian traditions, including the Eastern Orthodox Catholic Church and Anglican churches, commemorate the event in the Feast of Transfiguration. It becomes a major festival. Initial investigations into the Beirut port blast indicate years of inaction and negligence over the storage of highly explosive material which caused the explosion that killed more than 100 people. The Prime Minister and Presidency have said that 2,750 tons of ammonium nitrate that's used in fertilizers and bombs have been stored for 6 years at the port without safety measures. Two documents seen by Reuters showed Lebanese Customs had asked the judiciary in 2016 and 2017 to request that the concerned maritime agency re-export or approve the sale of the ammonium nitrate, which had been removed from cargo vessels and deposited in Warehouse 12 to ensure port safety. One document cited similar requests in 2014 and 2015. Another source close to a port employee said a team that inspected the material 6 months ago had warned it could blow up all of Beirut if it was not removed. Los Angeles homeowners who violate the city's coronavirus-related safety measures may find themselves on the receiving end of some unwelcome consequences. During a press conference Wednesday night, Mayor Eric Garcetti authorized the city to shut off power and water to properties, including houses and businesses that are in violation of gathering regulations, as a means to shut these places down permanently. By turning off that power, shutting off that water, we feel we can close these places down, which usually are not one-time offenders, but multiple offenders, Garcetti said. And he noted that local law enforcement officers are having a hard time dealing with gatherings where there are hundreds of people who are breaking the law. We know we can do this, Garcetti said, responding to a question about the measure's legality. The authorization comes as the state battles a recent surge in confirmed cases. Well, viral videos of pack partying underway at a waterfront club in Missouri's Lake of the Ozarks led to a spike in tourism amid the coronavirus crisis, but not in new cases, according to Lake Ozark Mayor Gary Murawski. In other parts of the country, the bar and restaurant industries have been decimated by coronavirus closures, but widely circulated social media videos taken on Memorial Day weekend and then again on this past Saturday led to national news coverage and the area's tourism numbers doubled. The latest video shows revelers dancing, drinking at an electronic dance music concert. Missouri saw more than 1,000 new cases of COVID-19 on Monday alone, according to the outlet, and there were at least 1,200 new cases on Tuesday, according to state health officials. But three counties bordering the lake together have fewer than 500 cases out of more than 55,000 in the state since the beginning of the pandemic. Murawski credited the media coverage and publicity of the lake's waterfront bars for the surge in tourists, which he said surpassed 9.1 million visitors as of July. And despite the increase in tourism, he said the community has not seen a spike in coronavirus cases. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.